Morning, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City on a Saturday morning. As far as skies are going to be clear and beautiful weather today, just need to play the wind. I'm looking Galveston Channel down there. They're showing an east wind at 6 to 10. Water's 84.6 degrees down there this morning. Eagle Point showing a cooler water temperature than anybody this morning with 79.9. It's northeast winds been blowing into that all week, but they're showing an east northeast at Eagle Point 15 to 18, and Morgan's Point up in the top end of the complex, it's north at 6 to 8 with 81 degree water up there, showing 69 at Morgan's Point this morning. That's pretty cool. That's under 70. I like that. Should get a little cooler before daylight. And thinking they're having a tournament out of Thompson's today up there near Morgan's Point, there at Thompson's Bait Camp. I think they're having some kind of slam tournament, a trout, red, and a flounder or something like that. So that's a good win for up that way, north at 6 to 8. That's doable, no doubt. But down towards the coast, it's got more east in it. And the forecast just showing pretty much the same for a while. No rain, no clouds. All right, let's go up the Hill Country way and check in with old Chris Crocker, the Dove Man, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Crocker. What's up?
Man, another day in paradise.
Yeah, buddy. How you doing, man?
You know, really good. We got a little east-northeast wind here this morning. I think it's at 4 to 6. And
that's perfect.
I think right now the temperature is about 67, 66 degrees.
Yeah, that's
been really nice so far. Been really, really nice.
It has. Humidity's down. Perfect.
Yeah, the humidity's totally different here than it is there. You know, it's just like a fish out of water. I need my humidity some days.
Yeah. I'm with you.
But it's been nice. You know, we hunted yesterday afternoon. We kind of let it rest all week. We had a little push of birds come in one of our dove weed fields that had some the millennial Texas sunflowers in it. They cut them. Shoot, I guess it was about a week ago, and then they finally found all that seed on the ground. We're going to go in there probably Tuesday and plow that up and get some oats on the ground. Pretty good push of white wings. Usually we don't see white wings coming in this late, but it was the majority were white wings, so it's
right.
Pretty nice to see that. So we had a bunch of guys and gals out yesterday afternoon, and everybody was happy. Lots of powder being burned. And
you starting to see a lot more women getting into dove hunting now?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah,
they are.
For
That's
sure.
Cool.
You know, we do the kids under 13 for free. And if it's a, single mom with kids, we do the whole thing for free. We do a little gun talk with them and kind of sit with them and
hear
tell
that,
them
ladies,
what to do.
If you're married, just tell Chris you're single and you can come for free.
No, if we don't get the kids involved, it's going to go away. So we've got to make new hunters.
That's right. Just
we
like got
to make new hunters any way we can, and that's a pretty easy way to do it, you know. And it's such a fun thing, you know. This isn't like you've got to be dressed up in camo and you got to be quiet and all that stuff. It's a social event. It's fun, you know.
Yeah.
And
some of the best parties I've ever been to has been on dove hunts under a shady tree, eating barbecue and drinking beer and telling lies.
We try to make it fun for everybody, and we very, very seldom have somebody that doesn't come back. They almost all come back.
Yeah.
And it's an event. It's fun. It's a social event. So
it is.
And you don't have to be a good shot. But if you're a bad shot, you get ridiculed pretty good, too. So,
yeah, you can get some ribbing going on, a little ridicule.
Yeah, I was sitting there yesterday. I was counting shots, and I had April was with me, and she goes, "Why do you do that?" And I said, "Well, that way I can kind of tell what's going on." She goes, "How do you remember all those shots?" And I go, "Well, it's kind of like counting fish or counting doves. You know, you kind of just keep track of it in your head. Just always, I've always been able to do that. I can pretty much tell if they're having a good hunt or not just by how many shots in a 15-minute span of time or in an hour." It helps, you know, to kind of know what everything's going on. If I need to go move some people, I'll move people. You know, we try to make it fun. So that's the hardest part of our job is making sure everybody has a good time. Sometimes it's you can't do that.
Right.
And other times it's second nature. It's the easiest thing we do. So other than that, you know, this the season's starting to wind down. Today's what, the 11th, 12th?
Yes. We are at the 11th already.
I'm going to head back on the 26th, so if anybody wants to try and sneak a hunt in before I get out of here, it's a really good, comfortable time of the year to do it.
What are y'all mostly shooting? White wings, morning doves, what? Or
it's
both?
Mainly morning doves, but like I say, this little push of birds we got in here on Thursday was the majority was white wings. So it's going to be a... You know, it's a weird year. You know, by now we've usually had two or three good fronts and, you know, two or three, you know, light fronts. And we haven't had really but one front, and that was, back in September.
Right.
I think that second weekend around the 10th, we had a little northern push. And, of course, it didn't last but a day. But it's been a strange season. You know, normally we have, like I say, we have three or four good, decent fronts and push.
Well,
push
you get new
birds,
you know, you get replenished, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Man, I hadn't talked to Blaine since he got a 6-inch rain at his ranch. He said it was so weird the other day. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I mean, a thunderstorm just built up in that area and just sat there for like 3 hours.
Wow.
He said you drive east or west and it's dry as a bone and just right there where his ranch is at, it just poured down rain.
It's been a strange weather. You know, you can't predict it, even if they say it's going to rain. The other night, I had some guys here, and I was walking over to their cabin. And as I walked outside, it started raining. By the time I got over there, it had quit. And the next morning when we had gone out to Sabinow, I went through two different fields just looking after I put them out. And one of them had rain, the other one didn't. They were right next to each other. It's like one was on the high side of the fence and the other side was wet. So, it's kind of, and this place we hunted yesterday, you could tell on the ground that it had rain there because all the tire tracks and everything were gone. You know, it had just enough rain where it powdered that dust up, and it's talcum powder right now. It's real fine, light.
You know, yeah, they put really drought warnings and burn bans out for hundreds of Texas counties yesterday. I saw that breaking.
It's
dry.
You know, every time I think I've got it figured out, I get taught a lesson. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a text that came in and said, ask Crocker what kind of shotgun he shoots for doves and what kind of rifle you shoot deer with.
I'm a big 308 guy on deer.
Right.
I've got a Thompson, you know, and I've also have a Daniel Defense, kind of similar to that one you have.
Uh-huh.
And then I've also have a Ruger Scout rifle that I really like because it's short. You can get it in the blind real easy.
Yeah.
And I prefer over and unders. Shoot Beretta 686s. I have a 410, a 28, and a 20, and I use the 410 and the 28 primary.
Right.
Every now and then I'll pull the 20 out, but it, you know, shoot, it's like shooting a 12 gauge to me anymore. And that little 410 is like shooting a Daisy Red Rider. It just goes,
yeah, they're fine.
You know,
410s are fine.
You know, and I had my shoulder replaced. It's been, I think it'll be 5 years this February.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, how'd that work out? Did it work for you?
Man, it's, my left one's going out now, but I got one good wing. I got another one going bad.
Got one good chicken wing and one bad chicken wing.
But yeah, I prefer the smaller, you know, the 28 is probably my primary now. Yeah,
a lot of people love 28s. I don't have one, never shot one. 20s.
Yeah, and
410,
and a lot of people,
no 28s.
Think that the shotguns are different, and they are, but the only difference in all these shotguns, they're all primarily the same speed. The difference is the amount of shot. Instead of throwing a trash can pattern out there, you're throwing a tennis ball pattern out or a softball pattern out, or, you know.
Right. But you got to be on your game.
Yeah. Don't ever bet against a guy shooting a 410. Because usually these guys that shoot 410s are pretty dang good shots, you know. Same with 28s. But, you know, if I had to guess what my majority of my hunters shoot is 12-gauge and then 20-gauge, and then there's a few 410s, and there's maybe 20 or 30 guys that do 28s. But primarily 12s and 20s are the two biggest that are used. And then, like I say, on deer hunting, I've just always been a 308 guy. I've got a 30-06 that I call meat because it gets it on both ends, and that thing it's a cannon. The 308's a little milder, a little more mild.
308's a fine recoil. I mean, and it does the job. It's highly accurate and plenty of gun to kill a lot of things.
Yeah, on that Daniel Defense, that thing, you know, there's no recoil on it at all.
No, that's the way that AR-10 I have. It's the only thing with that, it's just so heavy, you know, carrying in and out of the blinds.
They're bulky.
That's how I like carrying that gun.
You know, and I've got a 5-round magazine I put in that thing to shorten it up, too, on the top
lighten
and bottom
it up.
End
of I've got a couple of 5-rounds for mine also.
But I really like that, you know, that if I'm out doe hunting, I take the Thompson, because I just pop them right between the ears.
Right.
You know, that gun's just dead on as can be. And that bullet's big enough to where if you put it in the pump station, it's not going far.
Now, shot location's everything.
You know, I dropped an Oryx last year with mine, and it was about 185 yards, and one shot, it spun around 3 times, bolted into the brush, and probably went maybe 40 feet and piled up. So shot placement's everything. It doesn't necessarily, the caliber has a lot to do with it, but it's shot placement is shot placement. You know, that's
you know, and every animal's different too. You know, you can put it in the same spot on 3 different deer and 2 will just, I mean, they'll drop dead right there in front of you. And one of them will, you know, do the old Stony Burke back leg high kick and run for a little ways and then fall dead.
Yeah, the African animals, their vitals are a little higher in the chest, where North American animals are lower in the chest. Yeah,
right.
So, you know, if you put it up in that mid-shoulder, you know, halfway up the body, they're not going far. And then on like our whitetails and pigs and stuff down here, you want to shoot just a hair lower of center, and you can usually get both lungs and the heart.
Get it all.
And pile them up pretty quick.
Break him down and take it out. All right, Croc.
Yep.
Well, hey, man, good talking to you this morning. Y'all have a good shoot today. If somebody wants to call y'all about dove hunts while the season's still left or getting in on some deer hunt action or exotics or whatever this winter, give them a number, man.
Yeah, give us a shout out at 512-587-3791. That's my son's number. He handles all the booking and pricing. And then, of course, we got the websites at Texas Best Dove Hunt and ccotexas.com.
All right, bud. Well, Crocker, have a good
Come
one.
On
good
down.
Talking to you, man. All right, brother.
All right, guys.
See you, man. Later.
You bet.
All right, that's Chris Crocker up in the Hill Country. Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter. Go by and check out their really nice store. They stock a wide variety of the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands. They have wade fishing gear, fly tying components, along with rods, reels, lines, and lures. They have a great inventory of Waterloo rods, especially the Slam Mag and the HP Light that everybody likes so well. Shimano reels, Luz reels, Sims gear, Southerly, and Poncho, to name a few. An offshore tackle for the serious angler. So be sure to go by and visit a very nice tackle store. It's trusted by our community with great service They're easy to find. 8933 Katy Freeway next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. Again, that's 8933 Katy Freeway. Here's their number, 832-831-3104. 832-831-3104. Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Tiki Island, check in with Captain James Plogg this morning, see what he's doing. Good morning, James.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Nothing. Zero.
Nada.
The tide's high.
Yeah, that's equinox time.
You know, but some mornings it's high and some mornings it's not. I mean, it ain't really, ain't never been low, but it's been high. It must be going out. I can see where it's went out some.
Yeah, we've got a good 2 foot flushing low right now with these king tides.
See what you got like a
It's a 2 point. Let's see. Today it's a negative 0.1 coming off a 2.1. So that's a 2 foot flush.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's going to be going out hard all morning until.
Yeah, I left to go play golf yesterday. Yeah, I left to go play golf yesterday morning, and man, that buoy in the Tiki Channel, she was bent over.
I bet it was. Boy, that water funnels through there going into Jones Lake and out of it.
Yeah, it's like 20 foot deep right there. There's always somebody fooling around there. There's always in the summer, little birds work there, and it's all skipjacks, little old sand trout stuff. But, no, I ain't. I was going to try to go one more time Sunday, but I'm done, man. I got to go back to work Monday. I just have to go like 75 days, man. I got to go get after it.
Well, must be nice to be booked up like that. That's good stuff.
It's the same old guys that ain't sick of me yet. I'd be sick of me, but they still go. They still go. We have a good time.
Entertainment choice by James Plogg.
I said, man, I ain't very good at this. Y'all said, hey, I never forget this guy. He tarpon fished with me. Good dude. And the first time he went with me, we ain't seen nothing. We ain't thought about seeing nothing. We ain't caught nothing. We ain't done nothing but drive around. And guy goes away. And I had a good time. I said, yeah, right. Your nose is growing. This is terrible. He called me back about 5 days later. He said, I'm going to book a couple tarpon trips. I said, man, are you sure? Wasn't you on that last trip? He said, yeah, but I had a good time. I said, man, that sucked, dude. And I think the next trip, we jumped 7 and caught 5.
Right.
And so he's been going ever since. I'm like, man, you got to be serious. You're coming back for more of this.
Well, it happens. That's tarpon fishing, man.
But I think I start. I talked to Rigamani yesterday. I start fishing with them on Monday, and then go from there, man.
I mean, they go like every Monday, don't they, Tom and them?
Uh huh. No, they take off in the summer.
Yeah, but I can't blame them for that. Who wants to kill yourself in the summer?
Well, I mean, I quit anyway, and then it's hot. They go, man, Mickey. They go through like the second week of July, and they fire back up. Man, I think they've already been with Dana once. So they fire back up with me on Monday.
Yeah.
And it's our same crews, man. Same guys been going. And I got some new guys, man. Old Mike Dowler and Ken, man. Those guys are just gold. And they're going pretty strong this fall. So,
how about old Dana? He killing them? He getting heavy stringers and full limits and all that?
Nah, I think it sucks. No, I don't think it's been too good. Man, I actually ain't talked to him, but one time I did talk to him, he it wasn't very good.
I haven't talked to Dana in a while, man.
Lots of little ones. I'm actually going to go fishing tomorrow. Cameron left. They went to the ranch. He said, man, I'm going to the ranch. I said, well, all right, whatever. So he's gone. He went to the ranch. So I guess I'm going to go out here and hunt this morning and then I'm going to go back fishing tomorrow. Hey, man, I you were advertising old Bio City Angler. Well, that's old Brooks Calm.
Yeah.
I've known all them kids. They all grew up here on Tiki. Brooks
right.
is great.
That's what he told me. He said that he grew up down there.
Brooks is great, man.
Yeah, he is.
All them
nice young chia head.
I don't even know what Chia Head's real name is. He had real nappy hair. Me and Robbie called him Chia Head.
Like a chia pet?
Like a chia pet. So we had him.
You don't even see people grow those anymore. All the kids, they used to. Every kid had a chia pet. Watching.
Oh, chia pet was
kitchen
was big
window.
Time, man. Yeah, they were terrible. A little
Mickey,
weed
Mickey
or whatever.
Ray even had a chia pet.
So he grew up with the Rodriguez boys and Cameron and all of them. He's got a really – he had a nice little store. I went and did a little talk for him. I don't know why, but I don't know why anybody want to listen to me, but I went and did that. And then he opened that new store. Brooks has done very well. And anyway, I guess Alex, he texted me sometimes yesterday. I was watching that football game trying to win some money. And
good luck
he
with that.
Dropped me off. I hit him good on that South Florida game I was telling Chase, and then I jumped on some other game, and it wasn't no good. But I got some really nice – he left Cameron and I about 4 or 5 BioCity Angler hats and some shirts. Pretty cool. It'd be a good store to go check out, man. That kid knows. I mean, it ain't no mystery stuff. He knows what people use.
Yeah, he knows what stock. That's
exactly
right.
And it ain't like, you know, your academies or, you know, like Roy's down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Rockport or what's the name of that in Rockport? Tackle
Larry's?
Town? No, the big one in the tackle store.
Yeah, Larry's Rockport. Tackle Town.
Yeah, he's got it, dude. I went down there to see Cameron at a tournament, and I took Carol to Port Aransas. We're in Port Aransas. Anyway, I went in there. I dumped her off doing something, and I went in there. So she was shopping at that little all that Rockport store, so I went over there and said, man, these guys got good stuff. And Brooks' store, it's like that, too. So, Mickey, the last time in my house, the water's about, it is, whatever it is, it's about 80. After you get closer to the Gulf, even in the mornings out there, it was, man, what's the lowest I've seen? I saw 80 one morning. In the Gulf.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think it was 85 when I came in. But it's probably 79.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably what it really is. And then, you know, during the day, if it calms down, it's going to be 84, just what it is, probably in the channel. You see, in the Gulf, you got all that east wind right now.
Yeah.
Out here on the inshore, it's kind of, you know, northeast, and I looked at the jetties a minute ago. It's cranking. It's like 17 miles an hour.
Yeah, 17 inch jetties. Up at Morgan's Point, it's like 6 or 8 out of the north. It's due north up that way.
Yeah. You want to see, and you know this yourself. Well, it's different up there where you're at, but you want to see down here what it's really going to be. Oh, man, it's good here at the causeway, and that wind's good over there. So just look at the end of them jetties. Because it's coming to see you. It may not be at daylight.
Well, if the wind's anywhere out of like north, northeast, or east, Eagle Point's a good one too. For you know, I guess that's the way the monitor's set up there. But a lot of times, if it's out of the west, and it's cranking everywhere, and it'll show calmer at Eagle Point. So it's kind of
you're exactly right.
Protected.
It lies out of the west.
And tells the truth on the east.
Out of northeast.
Exactly.
Hey man, we're sitting out there one day. It's supposed to be, it was northeast 5 to 10, 2 foot. And we were fishing up to the north. And we were way offshore. I mean, it is terrible, dude. I never get Raymond Sanchez got a sandwich out. All you can do is drift. And it's like, it's straight up 2.5, 3.5 foot. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Water's still clear. We actually caught 2 that day. I never get Raymond got his old sandwich. And when she sat on that cooler in front, one about 4 foot just broke over his head. And his old bread started melting because it was wet. And I said, there's your northeast at 5 to 10.
Yeah, there you go. Get some of that.
That was pretty funny. You know, your bread, you get water on it.
Oh, yeah. It just disintegrates, falls all apart.
All he had was meat. <Mm-mm-mm. clears throat> But I don't know where I'm going to start. I'm going to figure it out tomorrow. I got to go make an effort. I don't even know if I can still cast.
Oh, yeah. It's like riding a bicycle.
Man, we'll see.
Ain't nothing to it. If it was hard, nobody would do it. Everybody's doing it.
I've seen some of my guys cast, and you can't cast too good.
Yeah, but you make them better. I get better.
We've had some birds in Galveston. It's not as good as it was last year. But
are you talking about dove hunting?
Yeah, I don't think I ain't killed a limit. I should have one day, and I got there kind of late.
Right.
And then I had to do something. Somebody called me. I had something I had to do, and I couldn't shoot. And man, you know how it is. As soon as you start talking, now they're eating me up. So I had to finish that conversation. And I think I ended up killing 10. So I probably would have killed 15, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
12 or 15. But I talked to a guy that called me to take some people fishing. Good dude. I've known him for a long time. I think you know him too. He's a customer of Blaine's also. And he was telling me, man, what a great hunt they had at Blaine's. They absolutely just burned them to the ground.
They've just been obliterating them. Table shots every day. You like dove table shots. I've got them in my phone. Crazy.
Yeah, send me one. Hey, but it's just like, even at Alice, Mickey, when you're talking about that rain, it blames like that. It'll do that in Alice. You know, you'll get us, because it did it the other day. And it messes them birds up for about a day and a half. When it rains that day, the next day, and maybe that next morning, it won't be, you'll have to scratch around to kill them. But after about a day and a half, they'll all be back. They don't really like that rain down there that much. They don't like it.
No.
But you ain't talked to him. I'd be interested to see how his hunting is after all that rain he had right there.
Well, I hadn't heard from him since then. He was back home and got another grain trailer, hauled it down, and then they got that rain for 3 hours that day, and he texted me a picture of it or video of it just pouring, and I hadn't heard back from him. They're so busy, man.
Yeah, well, I think he'll be fine. It may take a day or so, but I think he'll be fine after that.
Well, it was just right there on the main ranch. I mean, he said 5 miles to the east and 5 miles to the west, it didn't even rain. It just sat there and just rained till it rained itself out, and that was it. Dissipated.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. I think Brian's been getting some rain down there.
I hadn't been able to talk to him. He's in the mountains of New Mexico. Him and his dad are elk hunting. His dad got a big one. I think they're trying to get Brian one.
Yeah, he's back. Is
he back?
Yeah, he texted me on the way back. He said, I'm back. Hey, that dude, man, he's a good dude. He's mad at him. But I think
he's
the first
mad at
thing
everything.
He got back.
He's a great outdoorsman. Good guy, man. Hey, let me knock this break out, James. I'll be right back to you, buddy.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. Smoked sausage samples, they're available daily in the store. Full menu of pecan smoked barbecue, that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. It's not too early yet. Go ahead and get in while you can. They're now taking orders for pecan smoked turkeys. Order ahead to reserve your holiday bird, 11 to 13 pound average weight. Makes a great meal for 8 to 10 people. And check out all their homemade stuff, pork tenderloins like your jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese, dirty rice, boudin, stuffed pork chops, pan sausage, or boudin, and La Boucherie stuffed chickens. While game processing, check out their new sausage recipe. You got to try it. It's really good, along with their snack-and-go products. Grab them and go, beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks, everything. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:37. All right, James, we're back, man. What we were talking about there right there at the end?
Hell, I don't know. Hey, I was sitting here looking at that 60-mile buoy. It's calmer out there than it is on land than it is here.
Yeah.
3.3 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9.7 knots, gusting 11.7, 3.3. Yeah. It'll be nice tomorrow. I just looked it for tomorrow at the – I don't even know how to get this thing back, but I just looked at – to the bar at like fish weather at the end of the jetties, and it never even has it above 10 miles an hour tomorrow.
Yeah, 5 to 10 tomorrow is what they're calling for.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be the day.
Well, that'll wind this morning. It ought to, you know, it's supposed to swing around south-southeast this afternoon, so it ought to lay down pretty soon.
Yeah, what's it?
Maybe everybody get them a mid-morning lay down. We've seen that a million times.
Yeah, it looked like yesterday, even mm-hmm. here, about 4 o'clock, it laid out.
Yeah, it did at my house. That's about when it laid down, about 4 o'clock.
I'm just trying to see what I got this week, see what the weather's going to do. I know nobody cares what I got, but I'm just going to look, see. I'm going to put it up here in the bay where I might be going fishing. Fish, you know, hey, fish weather, it's as good as all that stuff I pay for. Well, this is buoy weather, isn't it? It ain't.
I bounce around from all of them, fish weather, weather bug.
Okay, like buoy, in the morning.
Galveston buoy data, you know, El Dorado.
Yeah, I put it on the end of the dike or somewhere around there, like in the morning west at 4, and then it swings, then it goes south at 12. Monday, not terrible, south. Tuesday looks right. Tuesday's nothing, 5 to 6. Tuesday's good. It's a little, some kind of little front on Wednesday, northwest at 6. Man, this is terrible, because if I don't catch anything, I can't blame it on the weather.
Well, I know.
It don't look that terrible.
Well, the tides look a little weak.
No. I'll come up with something. Why it sucks, I'll figure something out.
The direction just isn't right, folks.
It just ain't right. But these fish are they're just deep. Oh, they're shallow.
I remember old David Martin. Remember all that crew, all those real estate guys that fished with me years? And they went with some guy down in Mansfield years ago, back when they fished with me, and they fished for 3 or 4 days down there. They stayed at the Mansfield Club and all that, and I can't remember the guy's name, and he said, boy, the first day we went out with him, said, boy, I hate the east wind here, man. These fish just don't buy good on the east wind, Then the next day they go out and it was calm. He said, man, it's just too calm. It's so hard to catch them when it's calm. And then the third day it was a south wind. And he said, man, the south wind's a kiss of death down here. And they said, well, what wind would you like to have? I mean, we came down here. Surely we'll pull a different wind tomorrow. And he said, well, you know, I'll admit to you guys, it's just tough down here. We had that freeze. We just don't have a lot of fish. And David said, well, why didn't you tell us that when we booked this before we came down here for 4 days?
So. Well, yeah, that hey, buddy, you know how that goes. And like me and you, we've always, I said, look, man, if it sucks, it sucks. It's terrible. If it's good, it's good.
Right.
Just like in the summer, man, you know, what time are we going to meet? I said, hey, man, let's talk about this. It's going to be south about 14, 15, man. It ain't, you know, I don't think it's going to be too good. Yeah, but, you know, I said, look, listen to me. You're going to catch like 4 or 5. Do you want to go? Fine. If you don't go. I don't care, but don't tell me what about 9 o'clock when I told you it ain't no good anyway. We've always told the truth. You taught me that years ago. Hey, man, this is how it is.
That's it. You just
in some days, you know, I ain't the best anymore, or you ain't either. But some days you just miss them. You made wrong moves. I hate those kind of days. And then, you know, usually if it's tough, it's tough all over.
Yeah, and you really miss them when you don't go.
Yeah, if you don't go, you don't miss them. Rig and them. I talked to him on the way to play golf yesterday. And he had just went with Dana, and he was telling me, well, we did this, did that. They went to Kearney Bay.
Yeah.
I said, what did y'all catch, Tom? Well, I think we had 4.
Yeah, 4 keepers.
But now
they probably caught a bunch of fish. It's just 4 keepers. I mean, it's it's nurture.
They caught a lot of
fishing right now. Yeah, there's tons of little fish, and we're getting there. Well, I've been saying this for the last 6 or 8 years. We're getting there, and then here comes another rip snorter flood down the Trinity River.
Well,
here we've got to start all over again.
Yeah, I don't know, Mickey. Hopefully we get a little run. I mean, even for me down here, of course, I'm going to go. If it's good up there where you're at, I'm going. I'd much rather, you know, it's where we came from. But
well, you know, the pattern we've been in for this long stretch of, you know, the all adversity and everything, West Bay has held its own. I mean, West Bay's been it. I mean, if you want good quality fish and consistency, it's been the place to be.
It's been good. I mean, it gets busy.
It does, but hey.
But all the croaker guys, they went away from here. I don't know where they end up going, or maybe there's not as many of them left anymore. But I don't see that a lot here like we did. I just don't think there's as many croaker guys as there was.
Well, a lot of them come up my way and go upstream, you know.
Is that what's happening? I mean, they went somewhere.
Yeah, you know, that's where they go. That's where they go. White Truck Guide Service, Bayland Park, buddy.
Yeah, and then all that, you know, that stuff we do, you know, between my house and the dike and all the little places like that.
Right.
I do, you know, see them showing up there some, but.
Yeah, and that's a summer thing. I mean, that's your tide runner holes, you know, when we get that influx of tide runners in the summer.
Yeah. You know, Mickey, I would say the whole time, all spring and summer, winter, you know, in the wintertime, these guys fade from here. You got tournaments all up down the coast to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you this before. There's times, man, I coached Kenny. I said, we break down, ain't nobody come get us.
No, there's not.
I never really had a bad day this year because there was boats messed me up. There might have been a boat in a spot that I wanted to go.
No, fishing numbers are down. I mean, overall. I mean, look where
no
I live.
No doubt.
Everybody in Chambers County where I live out there has a boat, and there's just no boat traffic anymore because there's nothing to get them out there. I mean, they're tired of going out and doing the same thing. It's insanity, and I can't blame them. And they're just
– right, yet.
They're like the rest of us. They're waiting on a recovery, waiting for it to get better.
The fishing traffic was light. Now, look, I don't go on Saturdays, so I don't really know – or really weekends, I don't really know what happens then, but – You know, Monday through Friday, I mean, it never was. I would never say it was terrible by no means. And the fishing was actually good. It was, you know, you and I talked about this before. I just played a game. Hey, could you catch your old 15 like the old limit was? And then, hey, can you catch your 10 like it used to be? And, man, there were a lot of days if we wanted to kill 30 trout like we used to if you had three guys.
Yeah,
it would not have been an issue.
Right.
Not an issue.
But we never had no problem. You know, and these fish moved, and they started moving north and spreading out, and it changes things. Makes it tougher.
Oh, yeah. See, I kind of faded then, and it I bet, you know, everything softs up.
Well, you could tell when it started, you know, the fish started moving and spreading out. And
because you had three or four really good days up there on your end. I mean, y'all caught a lot of fish up there.
Oh, yeah, and some nice fish, too. But the farther north you go, the smaller they get. You got to stay in that channel area through there on that deep end of Trinity Bay. That's where the better fish were.
Right. But all that water's clear, though. Everything's good.
Oh, yeah, everything. You can't find any bad water unless you get up and go to Lake Houston. And Lake Houston's even cleaning up. It's about a foot and a half visibility, which is real rare for Lake Houston. But
I asked you this. All that grass and stuff in the back, it all came back, huh?
Yeah, it came back. There's a bunch of good redfish in the back. If you want to get in there skinny and wade with spoons and small topwaters and stuff, spinner baits, that's good redfishing right now.
That's fun, though. That's cool.
Yeah, that's fun. Hey, that's name of the game is bowing up. But watch them stingrays and sharks. They're bad back there right now. Golly.
I bet the sharks are bad back there,
aren't they? All right, buddy. Well, hey, I got to run. I'm going to go pick old Sharky's brain after you. And if somebody wants to call you, James, come out and have a good time. How they get a hold of you, buddy?
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306. Hey, man, have a good one. Appreciate it, buddy.
You're in the neighborhood. Stop by and I'll make you a cup of coffee. I got it.
I think I'm going to. All right, brother. See you.
All right, dog. Later. All right, let's jump the bridge now. Let's go over to Offutt's Bayou right there at the headquarters of Sharky Marquez. Hey, Sharky, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
We fixing to go do our thing, catch some fish, have a good time, make some memories, you know.
Right.
You know what's going on.
Y'all been catching them good. I see them, Sugar Shane and all of them, loading them carts, man. Slabs of redfish rolling them over to the cleaning table. Look like offshore, man.
We're loading them up, baby, loading them up. Man, the bite's been phenomenal. You know, I'm really enjoying that there's still a real good amount of slot redfish running around with the bulls, you know, and it's not just bulls. So
funny how them slots just show up out of nowhere. You know what?
I tell you what.
All it is undersized or bulls, and then all of a sudden the slots all over the place.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And we have, man, I'll tell you, in office, we've been fishing early morning around some, you know, docks and pilings and structure in here. And I got to tell you, I mean, give it a month. I don't know. Give it a couple weeks. We have caught, I'm not even messing with you, man. Between us all, we probably caught 250 in the last, I don't know, couple days, 250, 19¾-inch redfish.
Oh, boy.
I mean, they are stacked in offits, you know, all around everywhere.
Man,
but they're just not keepers, you know.
Now, yeah, this spring, boy, that's going to be some good red fishing.
Oh, it's stacked, man. They're stacked everywhere. Any piling, any dock structure that you're pitching a shrimp up on, there's a rat red on it, you know. But the jetties have been, you know, the name of the game the last 2-3 days, Mickey. We've been fighting this crazy wind early in the mornings, and you know, it's not even really fishable to get out there and light tackle fish the rocks early mornings. But this morning looks like it is going to be. So we're going to get out there and do some light tackle, but we've been basically heavy tackling it the first couple hours of the trip, letting everything start to taper and try to die off, and then going and smacking them real good when we could finally go over to, you know, the right jetties and throw some shrimp there for the last hour or two.
Right.
No, it's been good, man. We've been catching a couple, seeing a few flounder, haven't really committed a whole trip to it by any means, but pulling into some nooks and crannies, you know, in the harbor and catching a couple here and there and seeing them start to show up. So that's really exciting. They better do it quick if they're going to show up, because November 1st is coming, buddy.
I mean, it'll be here before you know it, and then you won't be able to keep them. That's just...
I know it, man. I know it.
I mean, it was like a holiday season when flounder, you know, it was flounder season. Everybody just, I mean,
yeah,
quit their jobs to go fishing just for the flounder. Well, run. And that's, those days are kind of gone now.
You know, I'm excited to see, historically, you know, in our channel, in the Galveston Ship channel, I mean, you could walk across the boats that are fishing those first couple inlets right when you get in there.
Right.
Well, guess what? 2 out of 4 are closed in and fixing to be concreted up. So it'll be interesting to see. It's not good because there's usually 25, 30 boats in there.
I can ride around now, and I can't believe, you know, all the spoil islands with all the dredging projects. I mean, everything that's going on commercially, and the bay's shrinking.
Yep. It'll be interesting to see where people end up fishing, you know, with 2 out of 4 of those inlets. I mean, I'm telling you, there'd be 100 boats in there starting December 1st or 15th, you know, through January 1st. There's 100 boats in those inlets stacked up. So it'd be interesting to see.
Videos of that. Somebody do a drone video and run, and I'm going, my gosh.
It was insane. So we're going to have to get a little... Folks are going to have to start getting a little smarter and opening up their repertoire, their horizon a little bit on, you know, finding some new spots. So,
well, future forecast, man, I'm not seeing any fronts. We need to get some good fronts in here and get them fish moving, and where everybody can have a pretty good lick at them before November 1st, man.
Boy, that would be nice. You know, I'd like that. At the same time, I'm fighting, you know, I got a couple offshore trip, you know, between now and November 1st. And I'm thinking, man, I mean, if a front doesn't happen and it gets nice, I'd love to go do it. But,
sure,
you know, either way, we'll be happy, you know. Get some flounder before the season closure.
Offshore, inshore, everything. This has been a lot better year than last year.
Yeah, I remember talking about it with you in the wintertime, I think last year, talking about how we were really expecting it was a warm, kind of a little bit warmer winter, and we were saying, man, this year was going to be stellar, and it's really produced so far, Mickey. We've had some great opportunity to put our folks on some awesome fish this year so far. It's been awesome.
Yeah, you have.
Sure been you awesome, have. Man. Well, that's the name of the game, man. Get out there, have a good time.
And you and Cajun Chris and Sugar Shane and, I mean.
We got Jetty James.
I can't leave him out. I forgot about him.
Yeah. And we got, we're working on one, Captain Blake. We're right. Still working on his nickname, but he's been with us for going on 15 months. Our captain's program is about 16 months from the time they deckhand for the first time to the time they get on their own boat. And so we really take it seriously around here. And build them and prep them. And so he's ready, man. He's right there. He's right there on the cusp. And we already got him a boat ready to rock and roll.
Well, so I'll see if I can come up with a nickname for Blake.
Yeah, think about a nickname for Blake. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's shaking his head right now.
All right, man. Well, hey, Sharky, put out some info if somebody wants to get down and throw a wedding, do a fishing trip all same weekend.
Let's go, man. Let's go make some memories. That's what we're all about. Check us out at Outcast Charters right here on 61st Street. We operate out of the Bayside Event Center. Right here we have on-site lodging, do weddings, birthday parties, big corporate trips, fish fries, you know, after the corporate boats get out, get back in. I mean, you name it. If you could dream it up, we can do it and facilitate it here. But everybody have a great weekend. Be blessed. God bless y'all. We're going to go and have some good times and try to go find some fish, man.
All right, buddy. Well, one thing about it, you can come down and get married and do a fishing trip on the weekend.
That's right.
If you didn't like how it went, you got divorce court on Monday. No problem.
That's right. Hey, we'll give you half off on the second one.
That's it, man. All right. Sharky, y'all have fun out there. Buddy. Catch them up, man. Later,
thanks,
bud.
Brother, man. We'll talk to you later, Mickey.
Okay, buddy.
Have a good one.
All right. All right, it's top of the hour coming up. National anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.